new heaven and new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and no longer was there any sea. I saw the new Jerusalem, the holy city coming down from God, out of heaven, adorned as a bride prepared for her husband. A loud voice came from the throne. Here is the dwelling of God among mortals. He will pitch his tent among them, and they will be his people. He will be God with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death or mourning, crying out or pain, for the world that was has passed away. The one seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." And then he said to me, "Write these words, because they are sure and true." And he said to me, "It is already done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I myself will give the thirsty to drink without cost from the fountain of living water. Thus the winner will be rewarded. For him I shall be God, and he will be my son. As for cowards, traitors, depraved, murderers, adulterers, sorcerers, and idolaters, all those who live in falsehood, their place is the lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." Then the angel said to me, "These words are sure and true. The Lord God who inspires the prophets has sent his angel to show his servants what must happen soon. I am coming soon. Happy are those who keep the prophetic words of this book.